An open letter to the president of the Democratic Party. Dear Dr. Dean, in writing you, I am thinking of William Carlos Williams. You might know him as the guy who said, "So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow." He, too, was a doctor. Not many people know this, but Williams was the inspiration for the Beats. This was due to one very simple reason. He really didn't give a damn what the establishment had to say about his writing. He just fucking did it. Ginsberg and Kerouac listened to him and said to themselves, "Fuck it, we're gonna write whatever the fuck we feel like." Then the Beats went off and spawned the 60s, equal opportunities, opposition to a disgusting war, hope for the future, and the Green Party. Howard, too much bullshit has been going on with the defeats of the Democratic Party. Too much blame gaming and foxhole diving has been occurring. Let's face it, the Democratic Party is a shit heap of ego and pride. I wanted to tell you of some ideas I have which might be of a redemptive value for us. First, make peace with the Green Party. It damn well ain't their fault the GOP keeps kicking our collective ass. Second, in doing so, you will have finally owned up to the fact that most Democrats in this country are green at heart, but are too afraid to throw in their support. Third, in doing so, fuck the Democrats like they fucked you. Revenge is a dish best served cold, and the calm, cool fucking the DNC would be an affirmation of many of us. Fourth, I remind you that power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. We have nothing to fear from the Republicans. They'll fuck themselves as surely as the Democrats fucked ourselves. Let them tumble back to earth, able only to hold on to their delusional dreams and greedy aspirations while wondering, have we lost touch? Fifth, formally end the two-party system because it is a failure. Until we have a truly representative voice in our government, we'll simply exist as children caught between mommy and daddy fighting in court over the spoils of divorce. Six, don't give in to the power brokers. They need you more than you need them. And take Barack Obama when you ride out of the DNC cackling grandly with two middle fingers proudly raised as a house burns down accepting the Green Party presidential nomination. Seventh, Nader is not to blame for the theft of 2000. Gore is. We all know it. Nobody likes a whiner, and the Democrats wonder why the half the country hates us. Eighth, stop stating the obvious. We all know W is a dyslexic drunk who imagines conversations with Jesus actually happens. Start stating the reality. The Democratic Party is a goddamn fuck-up. Ninth, get pissed. Stay pissed. If the soccer moms get scared, I don't give a shit. 10th, do not deride God in public. We have many names for this deity, and I have actually heard someone call him Bubba. Last, know that half of this country would throw themselves before a train on your behalf if you would only do what you gave us a cock teasing of, namely that you'd kick these assholes in power a new one to lick. Do not dissuade us of this opinion by becoming another power broker. Dr. Dean, politics is personal. They are personal because we hand over power to someone else to rule over us. I ask only that you ponder these recommendations. They are simply that. But I believe in the words of W.C. Williams. So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chicken fence. Please consider what he was saying. Sincerely, Greg Nix. Thank you.